Hello there. Good afternoon. You're watching Proactive London, and Martin Church House is here from Keras Mineral Resources. A warm welcome back because you've had a busy time of it. We saw that your shares shot up higher after reporting your high-grade gold intercepts from drill hole testing there in Cyprus. So we'll go through all of that. But really, before we do that, Happy New Year. We're still in January, aren't we? 2 weeks in now. But how would you summarise 2021, Martin, for you?
Yeah, hi, Katie. Yeah, Happy New Year to you too. 2021 was very successful for us. We had two major acquisitions. We doubled our land package. We entered into one joint venture, and we've signed an option agreement with another group that we're hoping to, or we're anticipating that will lead to a joint venture with Jubilee later this year. We were drilling on, I think, five different projects during the course of the year, and we selected one project for the first joint venture, and the drill program on that project is advancing nicely. And we ended up at the end of the year with a healthy treasury and host of targets prepared for 2022. So all in all, it was a nine-month year for us because obviously we listed in the end of Q1. We managed to get a lot done.
Good stuff. I remember catching up with you after that listing. As you say, sort of 9 months in, it's been busy. I've been watching your news come in thick and fast, and it seems like there's always something going on. In terms of your objectives for this year, what have you got on your to-do list?
As you'd expect, the sort of the focus is on those joint ventures, but really it's the year's all about sort of adding value now. We've done a lot of the groundwork. We want to get our first mineral resource estimate together for the Truly project. And ideally, we'd also like to get some mineral resource estimates prepared for a number of the other targets that we have, either standalone projects or satellite, what we expect to be satellite resources to the sort of the Truly hub. So we're aiming to compile a meaningful tonnage of hard rock, copper and gold and dump resources sufficient to sort of warrant the construction of a Jubilee financed and operated processing plant. Ideally this year, we want to see that plant designed, funded and construction well advanced by the end of the year. And also, that plant design needs to be able to cope with potentially significant increases in throughput. The geologists are very excited about the extension between Truly and Coquina Petra, two of our projects. There's about a 1.5 kilometer strike length there, which we've spoken about previously, but we're now only just starting to get some results back. And they're looking very interesting. And we think potentially we're sitting at the top of another extensive VMS system, and that could be transformational for the Truby project if we can sort of link up Coquina Petra and get all the mineralization that potentially exists between the two. So there's that. Also, we want to make sure that we've got another two or three cabs on the rank. So we've got Pano Lefkara, which is a potential standalone, and then we have a number of other satellite operations, and of course we've got the huge project of Calabasas, where we still need to do a lot of work there to start proving up resources. We've already started on the dumps. We had some nice numbers coming in Q3, Q4 last year, but we'd like to get a rig in there as soon as we can during the current year, and also because it's part of our DNA in Keras, we're also looking for further opportunities and acquisitions during 2022.
Oh, that is exciting. Wow, so plenty going on. We better let you get on with it then, Martin.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, look, it's we're excited. We've recruited a whole bunch of more technical people. They've all arrived in Cyprus this week. They're all raring to go. We made a couple of sort of senior technical appointments as well, which we'll sort of, alert the market to in due course. So, yes, it's looking very good.
Good. And when do you think your next news release will be to get all your investors excited about?
We need to report on the joint venture and the progress we're making there. That should be, in the very near future. And then I guess it's just a case of waiting for the assay results to start coming back. Fortunately, we do have a number of drill-ready targets anyway on the extensions to Truly and other projects. So that's okay. We're not sitting there with the wheels spinning on the rig just waiting for something to do. We can keep the rig busy, but it would be nice to start getting those numbers back so that we can feed that info. Well, one, we can report back to shareholders, but also we can feed that information on to Addison Mining that are doing the resource estimation work as the external consultant. And we can then start to, as I said, start adding value by reporting some healthy numbers and demonstrating that we've got a decent resource, which then, of course, triggers the next stage of the relationship with the guys that are building the plant at Jubilee, so that they know what they need to, what they have to contend with in terms of the different resource types that we'll be presenting them.
Sounds good, Martin. Thank you for that thorough update for us from Caris Mineral Resources here on Proactive today.
Thanks, Katie. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.